Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Their own strength could not save them.
It was your strength and the light of your face.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land. No arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
This befell us that we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you foretold that we would share in the persecutions that brought you to a violent death. The church formed at the cost of your precious blood has even now conformed to your passion. May it be transformed now and eternally by the power of your resurrection.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
I have known tribulations and distress.
But in your commands, I have found consolation.
From the Book of Job. Zophar the Naamathite spoke out and said, Should not the man of many words be answered? Or must the garrulous man necessarily be right? Shall your babblings keep men silent? And shall you deride and no one give rebuke? Shall you say, my teaching is pure, and I am clean in your sight? But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against you and tell you that the secrets of wisdom are twice as effective, so you might learn that God will make you answer for your guilt. Can you penetrate the designs of God? Dare you vie with the perfection of the Almighty? It is higher than the heavens. What can you do? It is deeper than the nether world. What can you know? It is longer than the earth in measure and broader than the sea. If he seize and imprison or call to judgment, who then can say him nay? For he knows the worthlessness of men and sees iniquity. Will he then ignore it? Will empty man then gain understanding, and the wild jackass be made docile? If you set your heart aright and stretch out your hands toward him, if you remove all iniquity from your conduct and let not injustice dwell in your tent, surely then you may lift up your face in innocence, you may stand firm and unafraid, for then you shall forget your misery, or recall it like waters that have ebbed away. Then your life shall be brighter than the noonday, its gloom shall become as the morning, and you shall be secure, because there is hope. You shall look round you and lie down in safety, and you shall take your rest with none to disturb. Many shall entreat your favor, but the wicked, looking on, shall be consumed with envy. Escape shall be cut off from them. They shall wait to expire.
We are afflicted in every way, but never overwhelmed. We are bewildered, but never lose hope.
We suffer persecution, but have not been abandoned.
At every moment we carry in our bodies the death of Jesus, so that in our bodies the life of Jesus may also be manifested.
We suffer persecution, but have not been abandoned.
A reading from the Acts of the Martyrdom of St. Justin and his companion saints. The saints were seized and brought before the prefect of Rome, whose name was Rusticus. As they stood before the judgment seat, Rusticus, the prefect, said to Justin, "Above all, have faith in the gods and obey the emperor." Justin said, "We cannot be accused or condemned for obeying the commands of our Savior Jesus Christ." Rusticus said, "What system of teaching do you profess?" Justin said, "I have tried to learn about every system, but I have accepted the true doctrines of the Christians, though these are not approved by those who are held fast by error." The prefect Rusticus said, "Are those doctrines approved by you, wretch that you are?" Justin said, "Yes, for I follow them with their correct teaching." The prefect Rusticus said, "What sort of teaching is that?" Justin said, "Worship the God of the Christians. We hold him to be from the beginning, the one creator and maker of the whole creation, of things seen and things unseen. We worship also the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He was foretold by the prophets as the future herald of salvation for the human race, and the teacher of distinguished disciples. For myself, since I am a human being, I consider that what I say is insignificant in comparison with his infinite Godhead. I acknowledge the existence of a prophetic power, for the one I have just spoken of as the Son of God was the subject of prophecy. I know that the prophets were inspired from above when they spoke of his coming among men." Rusticus said, "You are a Christian then?" Justin said, "Yes, I am a Christian." The prefect said to Justin, "You are called a learned man, and think you know what is true teaching. Listen, if you were scourged and beheaded, are you convinced that you would go up to heaven? Justin said, I hope that I shall enter God's house if I suffer in that way, for I know that God's favor is stored up until the end of the whole world for all who have lived good lives. The prefect Rusticus said, Do you have an idea that you will go up to heaven to receive some suitable rewards? Justin said, It is not an idea that I have. It is something I know well and hold to be most certain. The prefect Rusticus said, Now let us come to the point at issue, which is necessary and urgent. Gather round then, and with one accord offer sacrifice to the gods. Justin said, No one who is right-thinking stoops from true worship to false worship. The prefect Rusticus said, If you do not do as you are commanded, you will be tortured without mercy. Justin said, We hope to suffer torment for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, and so be saved. For this will bring us salvation and confidence, as we stand before the more terrible and universal judgment seat of our Lord and Savior. In the same way, the other martyrs also said, Do what you will. We are Christians. We do not offer sacrifice to idols. The prefect Rusticus pronounced sentence, saying, Let those who have refused to sacrifice to the gods and to obey the command of the emperor be scourged and led away to suffer capital punishment according to the ruling of the laws. Glorifying God, the holy martyrs went out to the accustomed place. They were beheaded, and so fulfilled their witness of martyrdom in confessing their faith in their Savior. I have preached faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and now I fear no danger. I do not count my life more precious than my work, which is to finish my course. The task of preaching and proclaiming the good news of God's grace. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is God's power at work, bringing salvation to all who believe in it, Jew first and then Greek. I do not count my life more precious than my work, which is to finish my course. The task of preaching and proclaiming the good news of God's grace.
Let us pray. O God, who through the folly of the cross wondrously taught Saint Justin the Martyr the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ, grant us through his intercession that, having rejected deception and error, we may become steadfast in the faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.